Hello, history enthusiasts, and welcome back to the M-Pod, where we are on a thrilling journey through the top 10 archaeological discoveries of 2023. I'm Magnus, your navigator through the annals of time. In our last episode, we delved into the finds 10 through 7, uncovering secrets from ancient landscapes and civilizations. Today, in the second part of our three-part series, we're moving up the list to explore finds numbers 6 to 4. These discoveries are not just older and deeper, they are game changers in the field of archaeology. They challenge our understanding, ignite our curiosity, and offer a new perspective on human history. From a discovery that refines ancient technology, to a find that illuminates the daily lives of a long-lost society, these treasures are more than mere relics. They are keys unlocking doors to our past. As we journey through these fascinating discoveries, we'll be not just unearthing artifacts, but also unearthing stories. Stories that have waited centuries to be told. Stories that remind us about the ingenuity, resilience, and complexity of our ancestors. So get ready to be amazed as we step further back in time to explore these extraordinary finds. Number 6. Inca workers' homeland. In 2023, a groundbreaking study using ancient DNA revealed new insights into the inhabitants of Machu Picchu, the 15th century marvel of the Inca Empire. This study, detailed in Science Advances, was conducted by an international team of researchers, including those from Tulane University School of Liberal Arts. It aimed to uncover the origins of workers buried at Machu Picchu more than 500 years ago. Machu Picchu, a royal estate visited by the Inca royal family and guests for feasting, dancing, singing, and hunting, was maintained year-round by a few hundred servants. These servants were buried in the cemeteries outside the palace walls. Initial clues about the diversity of the people at Machu Picchu came from ceramic artifacts found with some burials, suggesting that these individuals might have come from various parts of the Inca Empire. To better understand the origins of these individuals, researchers sequenced ancient DNA from 68 individuals. 34 buried at Machu Picchu and 34 buried in Cusco, comparing their DNA with that of indigenous people living in the Andes today, and ancestries from more distant regions of South America. The results showed that 17 individuals had ancestry from various regions of the Peruvian coast and highlands, as well as the Amazon regions of Peru, Ecuador, and Colombia. Only 7 individuals could be linked to Peru's vast southern highlands, where Machu Picchu and Cusco are located. The remaining 13 individuals had blended ancestry, including from as far away as Brazil and Paraguay. These diverse genetic backgrounds suggest that many of these individuals were born elsewhere and arrived at Machu Picchu independently, forming relationships and having children. Remarkably, they were all buried together in the major cemeteries, irrespective of their ancestry, indicating equal status among them. It is likely that these people belong to the classes of chosen women, Aclacona, and a similar class of men, Yanacona, selected from their homes at a young age for a permanent service to the state, aristocracy, or religious institutions. The human remains predating the Inca Empire did not exhibit high levels of diversity, suggesting that the establishment of the Inca Empire led people from far away to Machu Picchu. The examination of individuals from Cusco showed less diversity than at Machu Picchu, but more than other regional sites due to the extensive highland area's long history of interactions between different peoples before the rise of the Inca Empire. These findings highlight Machu Picchu as a hotspot of diversity within the Inca imperial realm, distinguishing it as a culturally rich hub within the ancient landscape. Number 5. Magical Mesoamerican relics. I just want to start off by saying, excuse my pronunciation of some of these places and names. To me, they are real tongue wrestlers. In 2023, a significant archaeological discovery was made at Templo Mayor in Mexico City, uncovering a collection of ancient Mesoamerican relics. Templo Mayor was the central temple of Tenochtitlan, the capital of the Aztec Empire, dedicated to the gods Huitzilopochtli, the god of war, and Tlaloc, the god of rain and agriculture. The temple's construction started around CE 1325 and met its demise in CE 1521 during the Spanish conquest. The discovery, made by Templo Mayor Project and the National Institute of Anthropology and History, involved unearthing a stone chest known as Tepetlacali in Nahuatl. This chest contained a ritual deposit of 15 anthropomorphic figurines crafted in the distinctive Mezcala style, characteristic of the Mezcala culture from the northern Guerrero state of southwestern Mexico. This culture flourished between the pre-classic, which is 700 to 200 BC, and classic 250 to 650 CE periods, known for its abstract geometric designs, even in the facial features of anthropomorphic figures. The figurines in the chest, known as Offering 186, included 14 male and one miniature female figure, carved from green metamorphic stones and varying in size. One of the figurines bore traces of facial paint, representing Tlaloc. This suggests that the Aztecs consciously integrated their ancient cult figurines into their own religious practices, symbolizing their reverence for symbolism and ritual offerings. These relics, bought from Tenochtitlan, from around 200 miles away, were already 1,000 years old at the time of the placement and were considered magical relics from the past by the Aztecs. The chest and its content symbolized a mythic realm known as Tlalocan, recreated by the Templo Mayor, where the rain god kept water and sustenance. The Mezcala figurines were embellished with paint and placed in the chest as offerings to Tlaloc, reflecting Tenochtitlan's status as the center of the Mesoamerican world, where objects were bought from all provinces of the empire and even beyond its borders. In addition to the figurines, the chest contained two rattlesnake-shaped earrings, 135 greenstone beads, and a vast array of over 1,900 seashells, snail shells, and coral from the Atlantic shore. This area was conquered by the Aztecs of the Triple Alliance, compromising Tenochtitlan, Texcoco, and Tlacopan under Montezuma I. The chest was discovered under the platform of the Templo Mayor's rear facade, within a layer dating to the reign of Montezuma I. Number 4. Sacred Springs. The 2023 archaeological discovery at San Casciano dei Bagni, Italy, revealed a fascinating glimpse into ancient religious practices and art. The excavation, located at the Bagno Grande archaeological site, unearthed significant Etruscan-era structures, a bilingual inscription, and a striking marble statue of Apollo, shedding light on the long-standing religious and therapeutic significance of the area. The site has been under excavation since 2019, and the consistent efforts of archaeologists have led to the discovery of 24 well-preserved bronze statues, believed to be up to 2,300 years old. These statues, found in the thermal town of San Casciano dei Bagni in Tuscany, are considered to be an extraordinary find, offering new insights into the transition period from the Etruscan civilization to the Roman Empire. The excavation revealed more than 20 bronze statues in perfect condition, along with votive offerings and over 5,000 gold, silver, and bronze coins. The artifacts were discovered in the Etruscan Roman sanctuary, connected to the ancient sacred pool of the Bagno Grande Thermo Mineral Spring. One of the most intriguing aspects of the discovery is the context in which these items were found. According to the archaeologist Jacopo Taboli, in the 1st century AD, a lightning strike prompted the sanctuary's priest to bury hundreds of votive offerings under a layer of terracotta tiles, as per the ancient ritual known as Fulgor Conditum, or Buried Thunderbolt. This ritual was intended to seal the objects and mark the spot as particularly sacred. Among the finds were bronze statues of men, women, children, divinities, and individual body parts, which came as a complete surprise to the archaeologists. The discovery of these offerings, including 14 large bronze statues dedicated to the gods associated with health and healing, such as Apollo, Asclepius, Hygieia, Isis, and Fortuna Primigenia, provided a rare and valuable insight into the religious practices and interactions between the Romans and the Etruscans. The site continued to be sacred from the 1st to the 5th century AD, frequented by pagan worshippers and later Christians. This discovery at San Casciano de Bagni not only enriches our understanding of ancient religious practices and art, but it also underscores the continuous cultural interplay between the Etruscans and the Romans, revealing the dynamics of ancient civilizations in a way that was previously unknown. And there you have the finds from the middle of our top 10 archaeological finds of 2023. I hope you found this as interesting as I do, and that you will come along to the next episode, where we will present the top 3 of this list. In the description of this episode, you will find some links if you want to read more about these amazing finds. There you will also find a link to the M-Pod on Facebook. If you want to join, feel free to. Thanks so much for listening in, and remember, you are never too old, you are just archaeologically significant.